Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday the 5th of March. I hope you're well. Coming up.
There's urgent need now for the Minister to give a statement if she has made misleading statements.
New RTE chair to be appointed as old chair accuses Minister of hands-off approach, and millions of Americans choose their presidential candidate on Super Tuesday. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, there are calls for the media minister to correct statements she made about the former chair of RTE in the Dáil. In a statement yesterday, Shuni Rally accused Catherine Martin of taking a hands-off approach with the broadcaster and trying to traduce her reputation. In response, Minister Martin said she outlined her and the department's position regarding Ms. Rally's resignation during her appearance at the Oireachtas Media Committee last week. Sinn Féin's Thomas Gould says the minister must clarify what went on before the prime-time appearance last month.
The question here is, did the minister mislead the Dáil media committee last Thursday? And I believe there's urgent need now for the minister to give a statement to correct if she has made misleading statements.
There are reports Terence O'Rourke will be named today as the new chair of the RTE board. The former KPMG managing director is the current ESB chairman and previously served on the board of the Irish Times. It's understood his appointment has the support of all three coalition party leaders. His selection is expected to be put before a full meeting of the cabinet today for approval. All scheduled activity across hospitals in the UL Hospitals Group has been deferred as it deals with huge overcrowding at University Hospital Limerick. Anyone heading to the emergency department has also been warned to expect significant delays. Aidan Delaney has more.
In a statement last night, the group said UHL is at its highest state of escalation, with 143 people waiting on trolleys there on Monday morning. Activity in UHL, Ennis General Hospital, Nina Hospital, the University Maternity Hospital Limerick, St John's Limerick and Croom Orthopaedic Hospital will remain under review, with only urgent and time-critical treatments being offered at these sites. The emergency department at UHL remains open, but patients are warned to expect a significant wait if they're planning to attend. Record patient overcrowding on UHL's corridors and wards occurred on February 7th when 150 patients languished on trolleys there. There are also three known live investigations into the deaths of three patients at UHL in recent times, and the chief executive of the group, Colette Cowan, has been on leave since last month.
A man has been killed in a road crash in County Louth. The man, aged in his 20s, was pronounced dead at the scene after the car he was driving hit another vehicle on the R16 in Collin just after midday yesterday. A couple aged in their 60s and 70s who were in the other car were taken to hospital to be treated for their injuries. A post-mortem examination will now take place. Gardaí are asking anyone with camera footage of the incident to help them with their investigation. Millions of people in America will choose their presidential candidate later for Super Tuesday. The votes in 15 states and one territory are expected to make it even more certain it'll be Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. Yesterday, the country's highest court restored Mr. Trump to the ballot paper, ruling individual states don't have the power to remove him. Speaking afterwards, he said he hopes to win based on his policies.
I want to win on safe borders. I want to stop wars. I want to stop the war in Ukraine with Russia. I want to stop what's happening in Israel. Israel would have never been attacked if I were president. Ukraine would have never, ever been attacked if I was president.
The German government has rejected claims from Russia that a leak of a conversation by its military officers is a sign that Berlin is preparing for war against Moscow. The audio reveals German military officials held a call over WebEx to discuss weapons for Ukraine and a potential strike by Kyiv. General Richard Barons, former UK military commander, says it's concerning.
It's worrying only because it's just not surprising. If you are the senior leadership of the German Air Force and you want to discuss operational business on unclassified communications, you ought to be 100% sure that Russia and other hostile states will be listening in.
Anger and aggression from their own children is the top concern for parents contacting a national helpline. A new report from Parentline describes it as the unspoken side of domestic violence. Parentline CEO Aileen Hickey says child-to-parent violence leaves parents feeling ashamed and powerless.
One third of all the calls to Parentline in 2023 specifically referenced anger, aggression and abusive behaviours being directed at parents by their children. primarily by teenagers and primarily at their mothers. That is one of our biggest call areas.
In entertainment news, Singapore has denied being unfriendly to its neighbours by agreeing an exclusivity deal with Taylor Swift. It's her only Southeast Asian stop on her world tour in a negotiation which will reportedly make her millions per sold-out show. There's six of the shows. The Singapore Prime Minister says it's turned out to be a very successful arrangement. And in sport, in soccer, Arsenal have moved to within 2 points of Premier League leaders Liverpool after beating bottom side Sheffield United 6-0 at Bramall Lane. Six different Gunners players were on the score sheet. Boss Mikel Arteta says he was delighted with his side's performance, but says they remain focused on the big picture.
Really happy, but what we want is something much bigger than that, and we have to continue to do what we are doing or better, and now enjoy tonight because it's been a great result, and now focus on Brentford.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.